I love that song.
That's such a good song, man. That'll wake your ass up.
We have to have a conversation sometime about why some songs are like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I suppose I just saw a list of songs that people don't like, and it was disheartening because it's like great stuff and it's really good things, but everybody's got their own taste, you know?
Yeah.
Some people hate that song, I'm sure.
They're like, yeah, but no, I'm saying I like it, but I continue to like it.
Oh, yeah. Why they stick with you forever.
Yeah, why they don't burn.
I do turn on some songs.
That's
I'll
a radio
love them.
Term, but burn. Why they don't burn. Why
you? It's not testing well.
If they play it too much, you get tired of it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And there are some songs that defy that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And at least in your own collection, you know, like you can listen at home
yes,
all the
true.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's show, shall
Already
we?
Already Friday! Woo! Because, hell yeah! Whoa.
Because it's Friday.
I actually just shorted out my mic. There we go.
Your headphones stopped working?
I finally started breaking the equipment in here, being
well
excited
done.
About Friday. I knew it would happen.
That means from 5 to 7, we do the All Request Fest.
Yeah, we're going to have some party music today, man.
2 hours only by request.
Yeah, well, mostly. And you got to need the loud stuff. I mean, if it's something loud and it's not something we usually play, we don't care. If we can find it, we'll play it.
If we have it, we'll play it.
Yep.
In 4 p.m. hour, your favorite action movie star.
Oh, okay.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Actually, I have to think about it.
All right.
But yeah, cool. Why are we talking about that?
Because Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Was upset when he was shooting the latest Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. He was upset because stunt people ran over to help him get off the horse. And he was like, I can handle a horse.
I can still do this.
He's 80.
I might crash my plane,
right.
But I can get off a horse.
I thought, that's one of my favorite people, movie
yes.
stars
oh,
to
dude.
Watch.
100%. I'm on board with you on that.
Yeah,
love Harrison Ford. He's
we'll talk
awesome.
About that in the 4 o'clock hour. We have What's Up with Florida. We have People Are Dumb.
Wow.
And we have tickets for Disney.
Yeah. No, we don't. That's on Tuesday. We'll be doing that again on Tuesday.
And we don't have tickets for Disney.
I'm KLOS. Dorothy is who that is, who put on such an amazing show for KLOS at the Viper Room the other day, gifts from the Holy Ghost. I love this. She went to Twitter recently, and she tweeted, "No one's perfect. I can't seem to stop saying bad words." She's giving herself crap for talking the way we do all the time.
Yeah, true. That is true. Good
That's
for
funny,
her.
Though. Yeah, Dorothy there on KLOS.
It is time for People Are Dumb.
People be dumb when you're a dummy.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling! A guy gets out of prison in England for shoplifting.
Okay.
And goes right to the store.
Yeah.
And shoplifts. He stole 144 bars of chocolate.
Wow.
Right in front of the CCTV. You could watch him do the whole thing.
Clearly he'd been craving it.
Yes.
Look, I know a lot of people have said, I know someone who said it's just a little bit better behind bars because you get everything taken care of.
The compulsive thief stole 48 Twix bars, 48 Snickers bars, 24 Bounty bars.
Bounty? I don't even know.
And 24 Yorkie bars. I don't know. This is in England.
You would steal the Twix bars.
Yeah, of course. If that wasn't bad enough, he returned to the scene of the crime, unaware that he'd been caught on CCTV. So they knew it was him,
right?
And he went for 10 jars of coffee.
Now, wait, so the first set were all 24s.
Yes.
What is that about? But why only 10? Maybe you could
maybe
only carry
only had
10? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Or you could only carry...
But why all the 24s? That's odd.
I don't know. That is strange.
Yeah, he's an odd fellow.
Maybe that's a box of them.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. The police added that he wasn't done there and went on to steal 5 packets of washing machine detergent.
He's going
to
eat that too, man.
2 bottles of vodka.
Woo! Now you're talking.
And a large quantity of meat from various stores.
Meat.
So they...
Wow.
They added all that up and put him right back in jail, which is probably where he wanted
yeah,
to be.
I
You're right.
Yeah, that's just sort of clearly going, now take me back.
Right.
Yeah, that's fun. I hope he got to eat it all, though, before they took him back.
Oh, that would be the best. Worst, wouldn't it?
Go ahead and enjoy.
Oh, that would be the
You're
worst.
You're going back to jail. Enjoy.
Can I bring these in? Have you ever heard of a B-U-I, B as in boy?
B-U-I, not a D-U-I?
Right.
No, a B-U-I, no.
Boats. Driving your boat under the influence.
Oh, that's not good. You and I have both actually done that.
We have, yes. It wasn't our boat.
Nope.
I'll be quick to point out.
It was during spring break.
But we were We
hammered.
We were hammered. That's true.
Hammered.
And they gave us the wheel, and we fought. We were like, no.
No.
You're making a mistake.
I've
and
never
then they
even
insisted.
Done this. Yeah.
And we said, all right,
okay,
listen.
Okay, why not?
Whatever you
Spring
guys.
Spring break, Lake Havasu, man. All right. All right. Well, this guy got caught.
This is a guy who in Florida. What's up with
What's
Florida?
What's up with Florida?
He is driving a boat, but not driving in a boat. He was impaired. He was sure. passed out.
Okay. So he took it that next level.
Yes.
That was our next level. We didn't make it quite there.
Right. So
he passed out and he had gotten out and he was theoretically making the boat go, but then he just went kabunk.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yes.
Shoot.
Listen, the first part of this audio is. One of the deputies asking him if he's been drinking, and he says no.
Okay.
And then they kind of explain, it's kind of the sheriff's spokesman explaining this.
Okay.
How much have you had to drink?
We don't have no alcohol.
I ain't seen alcohol.
I'm looking at an empty beer can.
I'm Sergeant Cinney with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Yesterday, Marine deputies responded to a call on Madeira Beach regarding a fishing vessel with its operator unconscious and slumped over at the helm.
Oh, my God.
Can
dude,
you imagine?
No.
And in the picture, in the video, it's moving. That boat is moving.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
The passenger was also unresponsive on the deck of the boat.
I probably passed out from fright.
The passenger and
both of them.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's have another one.
And the vessel was making its way toward a public swimming beach.
Oh.
Yeah. It was heading right toward a swimming beach.
Wow.
With the guy passed out.
And no one to yell
and
at him.
And the boat
Wake
moving
up.
Quickly.
Dang.
The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office helicopter was able to locate the vessel as it entered the swimming area where swimmers were present. The operator of the vessel was conscious but visibly disoriented and confused and had bloodshot and glassy eyes.
I had no alcohol.
I don't
know where that beer can came from.
I don't even know what alcohol is.
Someone threw it on the boat as they drove by.
Where'd you park?
At Alify River on off 41.
Off the 41. It's a long, it's a clearly a long ways from where he is.
The Alify River.
Yeah.
Do you know where you are now?
Right now, I think we're way out of the way.
When did you leave the dock?
I think we're way out of the way, he
yeah,
said.
So he's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these swimmers come from. They're in my way.
When did you leave the dock is the question.
7:30. This morning?
Yeah.
Well, okay. How much have you had to drink?
I have no alcohol.
Trust me, we don't have any alcohol.
I'm looking at an empty beer can.
I tell you, someone drove by and threw it at us. That was terrible. You'll find them.
I didn't even know what it was.
I was trying to make a bong out of it, a pipe. I mean, hell. What is up with Florida?
Oh, my God. Don't go there, people. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Matt Pinfield.
Kevin Sluggo, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Always love seeing you.
And late happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. It was quite the birthday. And, you know, I got to say, I was in Columbus, Ohio, because I was working, shooting TV stuff at this big festival, Sonic Temple, that had Kiss and Tool headlining and Foo Fighters headlined there, and it was just...
They dragged you out on stage and made the entire crowd sing My Hero to you, and
It was an unbelievable experience. Yeah, it was a total surprise. You know, they'd give me a cake backstage, and then Dave Grohl came out for that, but the thing that blew me away and made my girlfriend actually get into tears was, you know, Dave got on stage and, you know, he basically said happy birthday to me, and and then he dedicated
Same.
My
that
hero.
That happens to me all the time.
Dave's always bothering us at home.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Guys, it was one of the most, it blew my mind.
Yeah,
you know, greatest
sure,
birthday
wow.
things
Incredible.
Ever.
Incredible.
And then he came over in the middle of the song and hugged me during the show. And
That's so cool.
And then went back out and got the guys.
Dave's just out to prove that he is the best. That's
he
all
is not, did you ever grab the mic and go, there goes
No,
Mike.
No. I didn't get that close. I stayed on
you
the side
sing,
of the stage.
You do sing, though, and you're actually a good singer.
You know, I do sing, right?
Yes.
But you know, like, but it's really funny. No,
who would have thought?
I didn't want to push it too far.
No, sure,
it was
course.
A Foo Fighters show. But it was such a great experience, and it was so kind of Dave to do that.
And very kind of him, and also very him.
Yes.
Like that, he does that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Which is
great.
He just makes people's day. He's the ambassador of rock.
Yes.
I always say that, but you know, it was great to be able to celebrate a birthday with
Are you going to talk about that this Sunday on New and Approved?
Yeah, I'll talk about it a little bit because they definitely have the new album out. And you know, one of their songs, Rescued, is riding really high
yeah,
on
that.
The chart. We also have Wolfgang Van Halen as our guest.
Woo!
which will be great. So for Mammoth WVH and Wolfie talks about the new record, and you know, he's such a great guy too.
He is.
So
he's
it's going to be cool. We're going to count out the 10 biggest songs in Southern California for the Weekend Rock.
Nice.
And hang out with Wolfgang, and it's going to be great.
Sunday night, 8 p.m. right here on KLOS.
You got it, guys. I thank you so much for having me on.
Of course.
Always come by.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's going on, man?
I found a very funny article about Harrison Ford, and it made me think how much I like Harrison Ford.
Big fan of Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Right out the gate, from way back when.
There are very few people right now that, if you see their face, you go, I'm in. I want to watch
it. Doesn't matter what movie it is, for the unless it's Regarding Henry or whatever it was.
Right, that wasn't great.
But still,
Harrison Ford's in a movie,
yeah,
you watch it.
I'm so excited about the new Indiana Jones
one. Me too.
You know, it's because every odd one is good and every even one is terrible. So 2 and 4 were awful, but 5 is going to be amazing.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's okay.
It's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. That's the new movie that's coming out.
Can't wait.
In an Esquire interview published Wednesday, Harrison Ford said he intentionally brushed off the help of a gaggle of stuntmen who rushed over to assist him off a horse after he finished a horseback riding scene. I thought, what the F?
Yeah, if he was just riding a horse in a scene, why do they think they need help getting off?
Like I was being attacked by gropers. Ford told
Maybe
them.
He was.
Stunt guys over there making sure I didn't fall off the stirrup. Harrison Ford went on to say that he told the stuntman, leave me the F alone.
I'm not a president. That's beautiful. I can hear him saying it, too. That's hilarious.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, yeah.
Then it made me just think Harrison Ford is one of those action stars. Doesn't matter what he's in.
Yeah.
He was in a TV show recently.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
But I watched it because of him.
I liked Indiana because he was actually, you know, could get hurt. Like, I mean, he was,
right.
As opposed to they just, you know, every scene after they've just gotten beat to a pulp, they're fine again. I mean, he's hurting, and I love that.
Yeah.
And he pulled it off so well. He was very believable.
I agree.
Yeah, he's definitely a favorite
action
star.
So your favorite action movie star.
You know,
who's the actor that you'll go see?
No matter what.
Maybe it looks shaky.
Right.
But you'll go because of that person.
Maybe the last movie, the last sequel was really bad. But you're going to go again. You're
right.
Going to try again.
Right.
Yeah. Who?
Who is that? 818-955-KLOS.
I wish I could say Bruce Lee. I haven't seen enough Bruce Lee movies to be. I think I would love Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I think you would too. That's an odd category, people that you thought you'd like, but didn't.
But we're looking for ones you do for sure like.
Right.
You know.
You love these guys or women as action stars.
Yeah, yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Greta Van Fleet. They got new stuff. Playing here on KLOS from time to time. Keep listening for that.
That is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about your favorite action movie stars. And I have one that I've changed categories.
Okay.
And it's Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay.
I used to love, if he was in it, I would go see it.
Like Terminator and Total Recall
yes.
and all the early
Back
stuff.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's a little bit of a red flag.
Oh, really? Why?
A little bit.
You just haven't seen any movies that you like lately? Or?
I haven't seen anything that he's...
Yeah.
Been even good in.
I mean, The Rock has kind of stepped into his
role. The Rock would be
a
great one.
I love that dude. He's
That's
great.
True.
I mean, like San Andreas and all of that stuff. He's
that
always,
is true.
Always very entertaining.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're taking calls. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I'm going to go old school.
All right.
When I was a kid, I couldn't get enough Charles Bronson.
Ah, Charles Bronson.
Yes. He was great.
Yes.
We don't have action stars like that.
You're right, man. Yeah. Breakout was an amazing movie, man. He always had his wife, Jill, and I appreciated that. I thought that was pretty cool.
We don't have that no more.
No, yeah.
That's a great one. Thank
right
you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Karen calling from Rancho Cucamonga.
Hi, Karen. Your favorite action movie star.
Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I would absolutely give her another chance.
Very cool. Yeah, she's very cool. Yeah, she's awesome.
I agree. She's great.
Were you a Wonder Woman fan back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Linda Carter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's super cool as well. Yeah, she really stepped right into that role, though. She sure did. Linda
yeah.
likes her, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, I've got an action star for
All right,
you.
Who's your favorite?
Sylvester Stallone, man.
Sylvester Stallone.
The man. He's the greatest. He's the best action star there is. He's in everything. He does it. He's got the longevity down. He's beautiful.
And he was great in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, man, when he stepped in, and I'm like, oh, wow, Sly, what?
Yep, he's in this, what?
He was perfect, yeah.
Who's Roger? What's up,
No.
I got
first blood.
No, no, no.
Neutral first blood.
No.
Come out here. I'm trying to get this out of here.
No.
They spit on me. I got all this spit on me. And I'm trying to protect my country. And now I'm
drinking red blood. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite action movie star. We are talking about your favorite action movie stars. KLOS, hello.
You know what? I was initially thinking Bruce Willis. And I thought, you know, they made Die Hard. They made Die a Little Harder.
Right.
They made Die, but they didn't make Die Hardest yet. So, but then I was thinking,
right,
my favorite action heroes are either Tracy Lords or Marilyn Chambers.
They do have balancing acts that are admirable to watch. That's true. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Edweed from Lakewood.
Hi there. Your favorite action movie star.
All I got to say is it's John Wayne, and that's the way it is.
Wow.
John Wayne.
That's going way back.
You're going old school.
I got to see Stagecoach at a retro theater a long time ago on a big screen, and it was pretty amazing. He was perfect in that. And Red River is a really good movie, too.
All right.
Right on, John Wayne. All right. That's what we're talking about. Your favorite action stars, 818-955-KLOS.
That's what we're looking for, your favorite action movie star. Two of my favorites have not been mentioned yet.
Oh, really? Whom?
One is Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
When those Mission Impossible movies come out, I watch them 3, 4, or 5 times.
And he does work it, man. He's really out there.
He really does.
Yeah, good. I appreciate when they really go out on a limb and risk life and limb to do their art.
And Matt Damon in the Bourne movies.
Matt Damon rules.
Yes.
Yeah, the Bourne movies are amazing.
So great.
I love that dude. His attitude is hilarious.
Yep. Very All right, cool. We're talking your favorite action movie stars. KLOS, hello.
It would have to be Jackie Chan.
Yeah, he is hilarious. He's very cool. He is awesome.
And did all of his stunts.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. He was a crazy man.
Badass, man.
Yeah.
And has a great sense of humor as well.
I love him, too.
Yep, big fan. Totally agree. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, your favorite action movie star.
It has to be White Buffalo. Mr. Bronson, sir. Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
All right.
More love for Charles. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I'm calling about the action star. I want to talk about how Arnold Schwarzenegger is the best of all time.
All right, please do.
Well, first of all, his quality in the 80s is top-notch.
True.
And I feel like he brought other genres in a way nobody did. Like with Terminator, it had horror movie-style violence.
Yep.
Plus sci-fi, and it's an action movie.
Yep. I agree.
And then Running Man and Total Recall.
But that was in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
You know, now he still has, his stuff's still good, it's just not as good. But he set a precedent. He revolutionized the genre of action movies by adding all those elements.
Totally agree. Absolutely, totally agree. Yeah, I was a huge fan of all those movies.
Yeah, I think he's just the best because of that.
Right on, man.
All right.
Dude, cool. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I don't know.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hero for you.
Yeah, who?
I don't think anybody said it yet. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood is a great one that no one has said.
What's a couple of your favorite Clint films?
You got to love all the old spaghetti westerns. Good, the bad, the ugly.
Yep. That's me, the ugly.
The fugly.
Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
We're looking for your favorite action movie star.
I'm going with Sluggo. He looks heroic sitting on his saggy old balls.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite action movie star.
Didn't Colonel Potter always say that? Hell's Bells?
I believe so.
And he's always saying that on MASH on a regular basis. Ah, Hell's Bells.
It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about your favorite action movie star.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday to you.
We're looking for your favorite action movie star.
Happy Friday to you.
I got two.
All right.
Jackie Chan and Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Very cool.
From The Matrix and John Wick. Have you seen John Wick?
John Wick.
And Speed.
Still great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about Speed.
The new John Wick is really good, I understand. I hear it's like over the top.
All of the John Wicks are great to me.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Yeah, I agree. All right, thank you.
Very cool.
Can I make a 5 o'clock request?
Yeah, for party songs, what do you got?
A'Ron Jones.
Nice, absolutely. We love A'Ron Jones. Happy to do that for you. Have you registered to go to the private show he's going to be doing on a KLOS little stage?
I've tried. Let's see what happens.
Cool. Yeah, they'll be drawing names soon. And, you know, the more cash you slip them, the more likely you'll be able to get in. Right on. A'Ron Jones.
Probably.
We'll do it for sure. A little after 5.
Have a great day, boys.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got an action hero for you.
Yeah.
Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, interesting. He has a tail, by the way. In real life, he has a tail.
Is he a DJ?
No.
Have you seen Eastern Promises?
Eastern Promises.
Yeah.
He's a Russian mobster.
Yeah, he's a great mobster.
He does a fight scene completely naked.
Yes, he does.
That's that is not how you want to have to fight someone off.
It was too much for me, but I did love that movie.
Why have you watched that scene so many times?
I don't know. I just have to keep rewinding it.
Good one, dude. Thank you very much. That's perfect. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Favorite action star?
Yes, please.
Chow Yun Fat.
I don't know who that is. And I'm that's terrible.
What movie?
Yeah.
Hard Boiled, Face Off, The Killer.
Oh, Face Off. Okay. All right.
He's an amazing action star.
All right. Awesome. Perfect. I like ones I don't know. I haven't heard. That's perfect.
Yeah, same.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
How's it going, guys?
It's good. Going well. Thank you. It's Friday. We're looking for your favorite action movie star.
For me, it has to be Liam Neeson. I love Taken.
Same.
Favorite film of all
Taken
time.
Was great. And Liam Neeson kicked ass.
Keanu Reeves is great in his films, too. Gotta love that. But Liam Neeson was the first for me.
Very cool. I love it. Thank you.
He's amazing, too. There are a lot of them, aren't there? Yep. There really are.
KLOS, hello.
Got Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Agreed. Second call for him.
Right. Magnum, right? Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
How is there no love for Jason Statham? Crank, The Mechanic, Expendables.
Agreed. Jason Statham, I love.
He's always funny.
He is.
You're always
right.
Funny about it.
That's always a fine balance. When they can do that and they can make you laugh and then like, oh, ow, that looks
and
horrible.
And still pull off the action.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Those are the best.
Think about his comedic timing in anything with Guy Ritchie. Like, come on.
I'm glad you called with him.
Hey. Are you doing the All Request Fest yet?
Checking the Magic 8 Ball and the answer is drop dead. Oh, no, yes.
I want to hear Train Kept a Rolling by Aerosmith.
All right. Who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, we're going to take $52 out of your bank account and play it right now.
Awesome. I'll take it.
Hello, KLOS.
How about the Scorpions? Can't live without you.
That should not be a problem.
I'm listening to you guys every Friday, just like they do every Friday.
Somebody's got to. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you for doing that and for requesting the song that we're going to play next.
Appreciate it. Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're doing our old request fest. What can we play for you?
I would like to hear King Nothing by Metallica.
Wow, I don't think we've thrown that on. Hold on, let me check the official files here.
Do you have official files?
I do have official files. Oh, looks like I haven't played in a while, so you got a deal.
Awesome, thank you.
No relation to King Vitamin. Did you like that cereal, King Vitamin?
I didn't.
I love that cereal. He had spoons in his crown.
I don't remember
really
that cereal.
Stupid. Tasted like, kind of tasted like Cap'n Crunch.
It's the old request fest. What do you want to hear?
Hi, anything Nickelback?
I have a very strict no Nickelback policy in my life.
I did Led Zeppelin because that's Led Zeppelin's my number one group. So anything Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Anything Led Zeppelin.
Much better.
Awesome.
Who are you?
Tracy.
Where are you calling from?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Watch out for alligators.
Kind of sound like Nickelback to me. Nope. Sound like something off Physical Graffiti to me.
Yep.
It is the All Request Fest, if we want to.
Stephen Patrick on Twitter wanted to hear People of the Sun, Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, we want to.
And we want to.
Yeah, there you go. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. You can always hit us up there as well.
Kim Parker Shook on Twitter said, Happy Friday, Kevin and Sluggo. The world needs to hear Mammoth WVH.
Man, that is a fact. That is awesome. And that is it was the latest one, another celebration at the end of the world. He's going to be hanging out with Matt Pinfield this weekend, Sunday night at 8 p.m. He's going to be Matt's special guest on New and Approved. So do not miss that. We got about an hour worth of party music to go.
Yeah, sure.
We want loud stuff. If you got loud stuff in your head, let us know what it is. 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Actually, officially requested, but I want to send that out to Dave Grohl.
Because he loves Lemmy?
I know he loves him some Motorhead, so that is for you, Dave, Ace of Spades. And hey, thanks for taking care of our pal Matt Pinfield on stage.
That was pretty cool.
At this show for his birthday. Super, super cool.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. I'll be back.
It's our old request fest. What do you got?
I didn't think I had a ghost chance in hell. I'm traveling. I'm got to go to Nevada to go to work, and I'm on the highway in the 14, and I need some traveling music. How about Highway Star?
Deep Purple. Yeah! Hey, man, if you're in Antelope Valley and you want to hear Deep Purple, Highway Star, who could say no? What kind of psycho would say no to that?
Exactly. I hope it's not you two psychos.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, it's our old request fest.
Well, I want to request something I've been trying to get you guys to play for a year, and you said it's all requests, so
You're really talking us into it now. I'm just so wanting to help you out. You sound like a fun dude.
Everybody deserves this. It's Primus, and it's Winona.
Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
I was actually listening to that on the drive into work today.
Were you?
I was. I was listening to a live version. He played at K-Rock in New York, and it was really good. I like me some Primus. I like that.
I've been waiting for this for like a year or so. I don't know. I've tried forever.
I mean, look, let's go for year two.
Yeah.
Who's with me?
Yeah.
How about a little Ronnie James Dio, Holy Diver?
I think we can do that. Who are you?
I'm Marty from Tarzana.
All right, here you go.
All right, thank you.
I thought he said Holly Holy at first. I was like, Neil Diamond?
Hello. Thank you for having this opportunity to request a song. I really dig that.
It's our old request fest. Yeah. What can we do for you?
I would love to hear We Belong to the Night by UFO off the Mechanics album.
Always, always, always happy to play UFO. Thank you for that awesome request to wrap things up. We Belong to the Night.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy got out of jail for shoplifting, went right to a store and stole 144 candy bars and 10 coffee containers. Went right back to jail.
So see, jail teaches people a lesson.
Right.
He really learned his lesson.
In What's Up with Florida, a guy was driving a boat right at swimmers in the ocean, and he was passed out.
He was completely passed out, yeah. And so was his passenger. But he claimed they had absolutely no alcohol.
We ain't got no alcohol.
All right, I'm off to have a hell of a lot of alcohol.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. See you Monday.
No, Monday.
See you Monday.
That's because it's Friday.
Yes.
Woo!
Peace out.
And most importantly,
ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hey, Sluggo, where can we see that guy for
Aaron
free?
Jones for free?
Yes, for free.
Yeah, next Thursday, if you're in the Mid-Wilshire area, or you can get there, you can see him for free. He's going to hang out with Matt Pinfield, answer some of his very personal and probing questions, and then play some music for free. If you want to go, email us at aj@955klos.com. aj@955klos.com. Pink Floyd released their Obscured by Clouds album in the UK on this day in rock in 1972. What was the earliest ELO show you saw? They kicked off their first U.S. tour, 40 dates, starting in San Diego on this day in rock in 1973. 67,100 people showed up to see Wings play on this day in rock in 1976, setting a new world record at the time for the most fans in attendance at an indoor show.